It's a new year and time for a new legislative session. And that means a new debate over how to address California's budget problems. When they reconvene this week, lawmakers will try out solutions involving everything from legalizing online poker to scuttling high-speed rail. Last week, the California Supreme Court ruled that the state can eliminate redevelopment agencies. It's a controversial move, but Governor Jerry Brown says it will raise close to $2 billion this year alone. I asked Sacramento Bee political columnist Dan Walters to talk me through some of the new developments in California's budgetary thinking.
Apparently, the strategy that he and the Democrats in the legislature will pursue is to do a budget that says, if you pass the taxes, we'll do this, this, and this. If you don't pass the taxes, we'll won't do this, this, and this.
So what are some of those triggers?
Well,
what
we
are
don't,
things that be taken away?
We don't know what those triggers are going to be for another week until he releases the budget, but undoubtedly they'll involve schools and undoubtedly involve public safety, because those are the things he says are most important, but those are also the things that are most popular with the voters, so undoubtedly the triggers will involve those two issues particularly.
And you found that California currently actually has, and this was interesting to me, the nation's fifth highest state and local taxes already, before any measures would be passed.
Yeah,
it's
like
about 9.5% of residents' personal income.
Yeah, you have to put those together because different states divide up responsibilities differently. And if the governor, to put it in some sort of context, if the governor's proposal was passed, another $7 billion, it would add, you know, give or take, 0.5% to that 9.5% and bring it up to about 10, which would be right up there with the big boys like New York and New Jersey and Connecticut and the few states that are above us.
Well, there's only four other big boys then.
Yeah, there are four other big boys.
One of Jerry Brown's recent victories was shutting down redevelopment agencies around the state. What kind of impact is this going to have in different regions?
Well, it's going to hit particularly hard on localities that have relied particularly heavy on redevelopment. And so it's going to hit some of those cities that are heavily invested in redevelopment extremely hard.
One of those cities is Oakland. They apparently could lose up to 171 workers, including police officers.
Yeah, that's entirely possible. I haven't looked at a city-by-city survey. I know San Bernardino has a particularly heavy reliance. Now, those cities in which there's no redevelopment or where redevelopment's a fairly small part of the overall structure of the city, the effect is going to be quite minimal. So it really is going to vary a lot from community to community.
And, of course, this isn't going to mean the end of redevelopment. It just means the end of the agencies.
No, it means the end of redevelopment, probably, unless it's reconstituted. As it stands, redevelopment ends. There is no legal authority for continued redevelopment operations in California as of this moment.
What about all these areas that have been considered to be blighted in different cities? How
will
they be dealt with?
Well, the existing projects will continue until they expire, and of that $5 billion, the state's probably going to recapture less than $2 billion of it. The other $3 billion is going to be used to pay off the debts that redevelopment agencies have run up. Incredible amount of debt. Over $100 billion worth of debt that agencies have run up, and that's double what it was 10 years ago. And it's going to be very traumatic in these areas, in these cities I mentioned earlier, that are heavily involved in redevelopment. You mentioned Oakland. It's kind of ironic that Oakland will be hit so hard, because when Jerry Brown was the mayor of Oakland, he was a big redevelopment fan. Now that he's governor of California, he went and did away with it.
That's Dan Walters. He's a columnist with the Sacramento Bee. How do you find the legislature working under Governor Brown? Obviously, he still needs to run tax measures by the voters, so they're stalemate with Republicans on that front. How
well,
about
that,
otherwise?
That question presupposes that the legislature is working, doesn't it? I'm not sure that that's a valid assumption, to tell you the truth. In fact, one could make the argument just to the opposite. It's not functioning any better than it did under Arnold Schwarzenegger, if truth be known. Yes, the Democrats have a little more authority because they got a Democratic governor. Some of the Democratic interest bills, particularly for unions, get signed that weren't signed before. But in the macro sense, in terms of a functioning body, the legislature is not any more functional than one under Arnold Schwarzenegger or Gray Davis or P. Wilson or George Dick Mason or maybe Jerry Brown the first time around. It is a troubled and dysfunctional body for some systemic reasons.
Well, and recently you gave Jerry Brown an A for engagement and effort in a column, but a D or worse for results, which you also, for that matter, gave to Governor Schwarzenegger when he was in office.
For a first year, yes. Because neither of them, they came into office with similar expectations, which is, gee, I'm here, everything changes. Mm-hmm. Well, just because you're here, Jerry, just because you're here, Arnold, that doesn't mean anything changes. It basically is a recipe of failure. We've taken the idea of checks and balances in California and put it on steroids and effectively give every stakeholder in every issue a veto power.
Well, because of that systemic endemic problem with state government, and you've spoken about that for many years, it must be kind of frustrating for you.
Yeah, about
columnist, 20-some-odd
years now I've been writing about that.
Is there anything that Jerry Brown can do in 2012 to earn a better grade?
I think he would have to acknowledge the dysfunction and say, I will devote my governorship to making it functional. He's trying to get around the dysfunction, essentially, by going to the voters, but that's exactly what Arnold Schwarzenegger tried to do as well.
And failed, generally.
And without success. And Jerry, I think, in some ways, has a more limited vision than Schwarzenegger. Schwarzenegger really wanted to change the world. I mean, he had big ideas of change. Jerry Brown just wants to balance the budget and escape with his life, I think.